Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Delighted today to have in the studio two representatives, in fact, of Africa's fastest growing online travel agent, Wakanao, which launches in the UK this month. The offering from Wakanao, of course, is flights and hotels for key destinations including Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, Tanzania, Seychelles, Mauritius, Zimbabwe, Uganda, DRC, and of course, Gambia. Now, that is a huge task. And I can tell you the man who is up to the task is here in the studio with me, the man behind Wakanao himself, Obinna Ikezie. Welcome to Colorful, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why Wakanao? What does the name mean?
So if you're Nigerian, you can easily understand what the name means. So Waka means move in Pidgin English. And so move now. So when we first started the company, what we wanted to achieve was speed in terms of the booking process for customers. And so we wanted to also create a world-class brand that could be recognized not only in Nigeria but across the world as an African company. So a Nigerian company to help damper the perception that was used to be more prevalent about the fraudulent transactions coming out of Nigeria and all that kind of stuff. So I think over 8 years we've been able to achieve that. Most people that travel in Nigeria use our platform. We've also expanded into Ghana and we expanded to other African countries. We just launched Wakanao Kenya. Also, and so also the need to also look at key diaspora nations like the United Kingdom, where you have a huge population of Africans, and also the United States and the United Arab Emirates. So really been focused on the technology, which has really propelled us to this level, and we've really invested heavily in technology to address the different needs of the African traveler, of which I'm sure we'll elaborate more as we continue the interview.
Absolutely. Now, great to hear the word technology. Mm. As you can see here in the studio, we're all about technology.
Yeah.
And it's good to see that Africans are leading some of these things, some of these developments, no least, of course, yourselves. Now, before we go further into talking a bit more about Wakanao and, of course, your other if I can call it part of the umbrella, if you like, Destinations Africa. Your background is basketball, is that right? NBA.
I play a little basketball, a little.
Okay.
If you want to elaborate, I can say I played some professional basketball in the NBA. Before that, I went to University of Maryland, where I studied mechanical engineering and business, but also played in college at the University of Maryland. So it was a great career for me. I got drafted to the NBA in 1999, played 5 years in the NBA, and then played 3 years in Europe. So I played professionally for 8 years. I played in, I was drafted by the Vancouver Grizzlies before they moved to Memphis, okay. Played for the Atlanta Hawks, played for the Los Angeles Clippers, Washington Wizards, Dallas Mavericks, and then I also played in Serbia for the Red Star Belgrade, in Italy for Lotomatica Roma, and in Moscow for Dynamo Moscow. So
wow.
I was quite traveled.
So what sort of experience in the NBA do you bring to Wakanao? I'm sure teamwork and everything else is involved, but you can elaborate on that for us.
So I think there's a very valid point. Obviously, did pretty well in school. I think one of the biggest things I learned through sports.
Being a Nigerian or Ghanaian, you have to do well.
Yes. That is the prerequisite for parents. we don't play with education.
Indeed.
So, anyway, the sports, basketball, taught me a lot about teamwork and the value of having the right team. That's why you have today here with me my executive director for technology, Mr. Tony Odetayo. If you look across the company, we've put together a very formidable team, a top management team, all the way across the company in terms of even customer service. We're very particular about the level of customer service that we provide, and we'll continue to enhance our systems and our people, training our people to continue to provide better customer service and improve themselves in terms of their knowledge base to provide a more better customer service and broaden the horizon. And also implement technology in terms of the CRM and the ERP systems that we have built. We continue to build to enable the customer service experience to be much more seamless and world class. So teamwork is paramount. Putting together the right team. I mean, for me personally, it makes it a lot easier for me to have people that are smarter than me in the room. I think that is what I always want to achieve. You have to at least be smarter than me to work with me. I think I'm blessed with vision, but I think in terms of different aspects of the business, I just need very smart people to be in those positions.
Well, let me introduce at this point, Toyin Odutayo. Toyin, can you tell us a bit about your role? Now, I take it you're one of those smart people your boss, Obinna, is talking about.
So I'm the Executive Director of Technology. My role oversees... And online marketing.
Okay.
My role oversees all the technology, the software development, infrastructure, the online marketing, digital marketing. So yeah, that's exactly what my role does.
Talking about technology as well, you do have, from what I understand, another part of the umbrella, if you like, the Wakana umbrella, and that's Destinations Africa.
Yes.
Tell me how that differs, if it does, from Wakana itself.
So Destinations Africa came out from, as we started planning our strategy for expansion, which was that we want to be the leader in terms of domestic and outbound travel from any market that we're operated in, which is the Wakana platform. We also want to address the inbound travel and the intra-Africa travel in terms of holiday packages to Africa and within Africa. Those of us that live in Africa know that Africans travel the least to Africa. I mean, most Africans don't even know their neighboring countries, but they know London very well. They know the United States. They know every other part of the world, Europe. But in terms of African travel, Africans didn't know much about Africa. As a matter of fact, when we were looking at some of the customer base of people that actually come for vacation or come to visit Africa, they're mostly Europeans and Americans. And so we decided that this platform we're building was not just for to address the United, the mature markets like the US and the UK and the rest of them, was to provide a platform where Africans could see Africa for what it really is, which is a beautiful continent. Mm-hmm. And I think that the media also played a very critical role in not helping promote Africa in as a desirable place to visit. People are very influenced by visuals, so we also have a TV show we produce called Destinations Africa TV show.
Okay.
That showcases about 12 African countries, from the Seychelles to Mauritius, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, Ghana, Gambia, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, and we want to showcase the beauty of Africa. And
is that TV show online as well?
It's on the website, okay. So you can watch all the episodes on the website. Part of those videos will be used for online marketing on Google to showcase the destinations, so people can actually have a visual of these experiences that you can see on Destinations Africa, whether it's beach holidays, whether it's safaris, whether it's the romantic getaways, whether it's the spiritual, religious experiences.
Yep.
All of those things that people desire may not know about, but we've put together on the platform and created products, packages around them. It's very key for us to provide visuals of those experiences, so that people it would help them make quicker decisions in terms of the desire to experience those destinations. So we think that there was a big gap left in terms of addressing this particular issue, and we felt like we need to build a platform like Destinations Africa to engage people globally on Africa.
Well, talking about engaging people globally, you do also plan or you're in the process of delivering global expansion for the brand itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand UK is the sixth market for Wakana.
Oh, yes.
We should be number one. The diaspora demands it.
We wouldn't apologize for that, and I'll say why. I think as a company, we need to gain the experience. We need to build our platform and our technology and gain the experience of being the African leader in travel. I think that has helped us tremendously in having the confidence to come and address the issues that we see available to us here in the United Kingdom and address the African diaspora.
Go on.
Yeah. So I think it was just a matter of timing. I think we are ready. We've We have built enough on the ground in Africa. We built enough in terms of technology. This thing took us years to build. It wasn't a one-day solution. So in terms of all the things we have done, in terms of the services we provide, even the payments options, the travel finance option that we have, which is a pay small, which I think is going to be hugely successful, in Nigeria and across Africa.
Can you expand on that pay? Sorry to stop you there. Yeah. Can you expand a bit more on the pay small for me?
So pay small is a product that we came up about 2 years ago. It's an instrumental payment plan product where you pay 25% down, you lock in the cheapest available fares, and you can pay up to 6 months before your travel date. What that has done is able to make travel more affordable for the Nigerians, especially we started in Nigeria. We're doing it in Nigeria right now. People were able to afford more. People were able to bring in a segment of people that would like, especially young employees that just started working and don't earn that much but have the desire to travel. They can now be able to utilize pay small to fund their travel. For those people also that, which is a huge segment of the market, that obviously the country went through a difficult period of devaluation of the currency. Yeah. People still desire to travel, but they couldn't no longer afford it. Pay small now became a much desired product to enable them to be able to still afford to travel. So in terms of travel finance, we see that as critical in terms of the growth opportunity for Nigeria and across Africa. And that's a unique product that we are continuously developing to make it even more seamless.
So essentially, the pay small is a payment installment plan for anyone that's interested.
Yes.
But you also do have a rewards loyalty program, don't you?
Yes. Tell us more about. We did that to obviously reward our customers for every time they make bookings on our platform. And the great thing about rewards point rewards program is that it can be utilized for any product or any service that you desire to build to buy on our platform. So you're not just tied to one airline. Most airline rewards programs are built to create loyalty to their own airline. So it's not transferable to other airlines but with Waka now, every reward point that you earn can be used for your subsequent travel and could lead to discounts or lead to rewards with other partners that we have we partnered with in terms of redemption, and so it's quite valuable to the customer and for subsequent transactions.
And now, if you're flying, you also get your air miles as well.
Yes.
So as well as earning Waka Now points, you would still if you're flying, you'd earn points with whatever airline you're flying.
Okay, superb. Now we talked earlier about the UK being your sixth market. Essentially, you have offices in Nigeria now. You have offices in Dubai. Is that right?
Yes.
Ghana, Kenya, and the US, and now you do the UK as well. Mm-hmm. You're also looking at expanding, from what I understand, to six other countries this year, including Uganda, Rwanda, Senegal, Ivory Coast, and Tanzania.
Yes.
Big question.
Yes.
Why the UK? What do you see in the UK market that attracts you here, brings you here?
Obviously, the huge African population here. It's actually numbers that are quite impressive. I believe we have at least 3 million Nigerians here. We just believe that there's so much that could be done to address the needs of the African diaspora here. And there's not been any travel company from Africa that understands this particular issues that is ready to provide world-class service to this segment of the UK travel market. And so we're here to deliver that. And I think before we even came, we're already getting bookings on our platform in Nigeria from people here that are familiar with the brand already.
Great.
And we were not yet providing with the best deals. But now we've built a wakanow.co.uk site. People will be able to get the preferred deals tailored to this to the UK market. And with much more flexibility in terms of payments, I think that's one of the most critical things. We're not just online, we're going to build in retail centers here, especially in the areas where the Africans reside. We're looking at putting a travel center in Peckham and on some of the other locations, not just in London, but in Manchester. So people can not just have to book online, they can also come to our retail shops and do their transactions. They can pay cash, they can pay with their cards, they can do online transfers. things that would normally not be acceptable in other platforms that don't understand our own issues. So we're here to provide to as a solution provider.
Well, now one thing our listeners will be very much interested in is, and I do know that to mark your UK launch, the UK launch of WakaNow, you are offering some very special deals. Tell us a bit about those.
I'm going to offer more discounted fares. And I have here now the list of all the deals. So Turkish Airlines, I see from 25th of March to 8th of April from London to Accra, starting at £471. British Airways, £530. Air France, £517. And these are all starting from prices.
Okay.
And we can share a whole list of these prices. Lagos to London. London to Lagos, sorry. Royal Maroc, £645.
And it does say here, by the way, perhaps without listing them all, that's a good snapshot of what's available. But to find out all the deals that are available now,
if I can
use those words, where would they find those deals?
So you can go on the website. I'm going to go on the website, and this fares should be on the front page of the website. And then they can also call.
And the website address, please, if you don't mind,
www.wakanow.co.uk. So, like I said, our objective is to address the African segment. So we've done a lot with this because of the strong relations we have in Africa with a lot of these airlines that still operate here in the UK, like Lufthansa, Emirates. We're already working with them at a very high volume basis in Africa. So we're extending those relationships here and be able to provide the customers here with much better deals than what they would normally get on other travel platforms that are not just focused on Africa. So what I can say is that we can guarantee that we can offer the best available deals on the platform. And as we spread our services both online and offline, we welcome customers to come in and not just to book on the website, but also call. And also once we establish the travel centers, be able to come in and talk to our travel consultants and be able to provide not just flights, because I think flights is only one aspect of the services that we provide. We talk about hotel bookings, car services on the ground in Africa, visa, any protocol services. We will be doing cargo in terms of shipping stuff to Africa. So in terms across the different needs, we're going to do a money transfer. We have a prepaid card in Nigeria that if you want to send money back to Nigeria, we will be able to assist with the transfer service. That is not live yet. We're working on that. There's another offering that will come pretty soon. So I'm just giving a heads up as to what the customers can expect. So we're very excited about the opportunity here. I think the opportunities are very, really, really vast, and we already have solutions in the works that can address them.
So essentially, WakaNow is not just you describe as an online travel agent, but it has a lot of facets beyond just travel.
Yes.
Super. Well, it's been an honor, sir. Founder and group managing director of WakaNow, Obinna Ekezie, and of course, Toyin Odutayo. Great to have you on Colorful.
Thank you very much.
We wish you all the best with WakaNow here in the UK.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Colorful. 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 Colorful Radio.